Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, and welcome back to the freezing cold weather in the state of Minnesota. And
what an
unwelcome. We should put it, instead of welcome to Minnesota, be unwelcome
right.
To Minnesota at this point.
So we get in a little before 5 a.m., and then as soon as you walk out the doors of the airport, it's like, oh,
crazy.
Shocker.
Yeah.
It's a rude awakening.
Well, last week we actually left. We left at minus 6 degrees in the state of Minnesota. We got into California. We landed. It was 64 degrees or 61?
I think it was probably more like 64.
It was beautiful.
It was pretty nice.
That's the point. It was absolutely beautiful. Folks, welcome to the show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. And by the way, just wanted to let you know, concerning sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we just received news yesterday that, folks, the website that is now 6 months old has received over 600,000 visits just last month. And I just received news yesterday that this month we're bumping up against 700,000. So we are growing 100,000 visits per month, and it's because of you. And we wanted to let you know that we appreciate that. Again, friends, it's information. It's taking your feet out of the miry clay. It's putting them upon the rock as you look to the Lord and ask Him to establish your goings. In other words, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And that's exactly what this website is about. It's about giving you the knowledge as to know why you're being destroyed. And that's the only other way. Well, actually, it's the only known way to actually get out of the ditch. It was Jesus that said, let the blind lead the blind. They're all going to end up in the ditch. Well, we don't want to be destroyed. We don't want to end up in the ditch. What we want to do is get on that straight and narrow and preserve the liberties in which we have been given at such a high cost. So in saying that, friends, you can go over and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or you can go over to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook. And if you'd like to, you could also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, Stephanie, if you want me to go ahead and just give you a couple minutes to kind of do a review over the last week, that would be great.
I would love to. So for those of you who maybe have noticed, we have been out of studio for a week. We've actually been on the road, which is our heart. Our heart is to be with the people, to seek and save that which is lost, and really to minister to the people. So we left on Monday of this week out for California. So we got into California. California on Monday. We had our first event on Tuesday. We were at the North County Conservatives in Escondido, California.
Escondido.
Which
was
a great show, a great showing, great turnout. The message was awesome. We also had a friend of ours, Alfonso Rachel from Zone Nation. He is also a commentator for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He showed up with his band 20 Pound Sledge, so it was nice to be able to have some support there. And so we had this great event that evening, giving people the truth, equipping them, and moving them to action. Then, of course, you know, on these trips, I have to say is, you know, we say if we're going to be going somewhere and making the effort and, you know, the costs and travel expenses of getting somewhere, we want to make the most of our time. So we jam-pack our schedule,
literally
yeah. from, you know, morning to night. And then when we get out there and we're actually in this, we think, maybe we should have set aside some time to rest a little bit or to kind of, you know, not be so packed. But it's great. We'd rather be doing too much than doing too little. So we did that on Tuesday night, the North County Conservatives. Then on Wednesday, Bradley had a radio interview at about, well, he left about 4:45 a.m. with the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Did that on Wednesday morning. Then we went out to meet evangelist Ray Comfort, who is kind of like a modern-day John Wesley. He's got his ministry, livingwaters.com, Way of the Master, for those of you who have heard of him. He's the real deal guy, him and Mark Spence, his assistant. We were able to spend some time with them and have a pre-screening of his new movie coming out, Audacity, which is nice to be able to go there and see that and be with them and support what they're doing, because he really is doing a work that is unprecedented in America today.
Well, we kind of got pulled into that because for the most part, when we go over to meet with Ray Comfort at Living Waters in Bellflower, California, it's really a time of humiliation for me. And bonding for you.
Well, he's got such a great sense of humor. I mean, he really does. But he is. It's very far and few between that you can find the real deal men of God out there. And I think I can...
On a national level, I can easily say there's probably three that I respect and that are the real deal. And Ray Comfort is definitely one of those guys. He's the kind of guy that, you know, sometimes you're afraid to meet people because you might be let down. You feel just the exact opposite after leaving with Ray.
That's exactly right.
It's reconfirmed. It's a reaffirmation. That, wait a second, this guy is the real deal. And there is real Christianity in this country.
It's just
hard to find.
Yep.
Exactly.
In action.
And well, that is real Christianity.
Right, and that's what we love about Ray Comfort. So we met with him on Wednesday. Then also Bradley had a radio interview that night, I should say late afternoon, on the Tony Whitnack Show, KNZR, I believe it is.
Saturated the southern part of California
in their airwaves. That's
right. And it was just an awesome opportunity. But what he does is he vets those that he likes and those that he doesn't like, and he actually picked me out and said, hey, I want to get this guy on the radio. And right after the radio interview, it went really well. He emails me back, he Facebooks me and says, I really want to, you know, get the opportunity to come shake your hand. And it was like, you know what, it was warm, it was heartfelt both ways, and the opportunity just to get to all those people. I believe he's got 50,000 listeners just in one area.
Yep.
So we really had the opportunity to see the Lord knock it out of the park, friends. And really what it's about, what is the heart of the Lord? Seek and save that which is lost. Go to the highways and the byways, and that's exactly where my heart is. And when we get the opportunity to do that, it's, you know what, just stand back and watch me burn. Let the world watch me burn. And that's exactly what we get to do.
That's right. And then so we did that afternoon. Then we also, the next day, we were at the Bakersfield Tea Party. So we did a tea party out there. You know, our whole message is one of truth. It's one of hope. But it's one of moving people to action. So doing the same thing.
And pulling the rug on the conservatives and the professed Christians and the professed patriots, their excuses, and pulling away the gloom and doom message and saying, yes, we have to highlight the problem, but we need to magnify the law against those problems, namely the crimes that are being committed on us by this administration on a daily basis.
Yeah, and the group there, the Bakersfield Tea Party, they were kind of an ornery bunch in a good way, where you don't want to mess with these guys.
There's a different tone coming out of the mouth of people across the country, friends, and people do need to understand this. We're seeing this firsthand, not on the East Coast alone, but also on the West Coast. People aren't just asking for impeachment anymore, friends. They're asking for indictment, and they're asking for justice and judgment concerning this administration. The only sad part about this is it should have been taken care of 6 years ago, because prevention is better than cure. But friends, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, so let's get together and do just that. We're going to come right back, detail some more stuff that took place in California, and then we'll start rocking and rolling here for you on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Phone lines will be accessible over the next 2 hours. Do forgive me. They just told me I said 1 hour. Still getting back into mode here. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I did want to say something to what you're talking about right now as well, too, is the fact that when we were in Escondido, we had some of our supporters show up, and I'm just really... I mean, just the confirmation of knowing that we have good people around the ministry and what we're doing. I just wanted to high-five you and tell you thank you very much for taking the time and coming out and seeing us and filling those rooms. That's really what it comes down to. So we just wanted to high-five you.
And, thank you, John. Yep. It was nice to see you out there. You know, it's really nice when you travel the United States, you really find doers, you know, throughout the nation. People think, well, you know, I'm only one person. Well, if you just connect and talk with the person who's next to you, you'll find that majority of people in America are like-minded and they want to see the same results, you know, back to our Christian heritage, back to restoring our country to its constitution as you do. You just have to go out there and be able to not be afraid to talk with people, see where people are at, you know, pick their heart, so on and so forth. But just to wrap up our trip, so then we were at the Bakersfield Tea Party on Thursday evening. We did that. We were learning California traffic, too. You know, in Minnesota, you measure everything by how many miles it takes you to get there. Well, California, you go by time. You know, if you're going, we actually met with Alfonso Rachel and his wife, and he said, you know, if you're going to go 10 miles, plan on 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're getting used to that a little bit.
It's got to really stink to want a cup of coffee in California.
Oh, yeah. Nothing quick.
No. No, I mean, it really isn't. You have seven lanes, and it's backed up. And it's backed up almost any time.
Bizarre hours.
It really is. And it's just, why do people want to live in this kind of stuff? I don't understand it. But I also want to say this concerning the topics of what we hit on this radio program. I've seen one gay couple one gay couple. We drove through Hollywood, California for about an hour and a half yesterday. And, of course, we couldn't get out because I wasn't going to subject my kids to that immorality. But in the process of doing that, one gay couple I seen throughout the whole week that we were in California.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Where are they at, friends?
Yeah, they don't have the numbers that people want you to.
State-controlled media wants you to believe. That's exactly right. And that's, again, a part of the deceptive plan is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them when, in fact, friends, they're not. They're not there. We could not find them. And then, interestingly enough, I thought, well, where's this Muslim problem that we're seeing across the country? Now, I'm in a city of Los Angeles where there were 7 million people. And I said, you know, what's interesting is I didn't even see any of the Muslims. And then right when I said that, a couple of minutes later, one pulled right up to us. And
yeah,
it's like,
the car.
Okay, there's one right there.
Well, even so, there's one. I mean, hello.
That's right.
There's one.
Yeah, no, you know, and here's the other thing. My perspective is if we have this problem with all these, you know, major amounts of Muslims coming into America, or so we're told, which is not true once again, we have a perfect opportunity to go ahead and start preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people, don't we?
Amen.
And then they can understand why America's great and the God that made it great by pointing the finger to the God that made it great.
That's right.
So
yeah, and just to wrap it up then, on Saturday, Friday, we're at Friday here because today is Saturday.
Yes.
We just got in at 5 a.m. But we met with Icky, and Icky is from Soul Tone Cymbals, one of Bradley's endorsers out there. He's actually from Israel. You know, he moved here, I think it was 22 years ago, he said, but he's one of Bradley's endorsers for Junkyard Prophet. So we were able to meet him, see his setup out there in California.
I'm glad you brought that up because, folks, this got me thinking in a way that I love to think. And he said, you know, there's so many people. He said, when I came to America, he goes, I don't know why people in America are fighting. In other words, he's saying they don't realize what they have.
Yeah.
That's true to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But he also needs to understand that we don't just turn the cheek on the illegalities and the immoralities, or, you know, as to what we're being inundated with by this criminal administration, and just give it a pass. Because America and the constitutional enumerated laws don't tolerate those crimes, and foreigners need to understand the crimes that we do tolerate and the crimes that we don't tolerate in this country.
Right.
I shouldn't say crimes that we do tolerate. Forgive me. That's not what I meant to say. The crimes that we don't tolerate, because they need to understand why we are a great nation, is because we are an obedient people,
right,
one nation under God.
You know, that's a great point.
And
I
they
think
need to understand as well that many men and women in this country fought blood and died fighting against the ideologies that some foreigners, when they come over here, are okay with. And
yeah,
it's like, we're not okay with that.
Right.
We're not going to accept that. And again, that's what makes us great.
I was just going to say, and the reason why America is great and why foreigners, you know, from all nations want to come here is because they see the light, because they see how free we are. They see what God has blessed this country with. Well, it didn't come at a small cost. It's
yes,
a huge cost, and that cost is still being paid today. That's a great point of what you're saying. He said people are always complaining. From his perspective, too, he was making the point of, you know, what do people need? They need food. They need something to, you know, eat, and they need security. I can't remember the second thing he said. But what his point was, too, is the fact that, you know, we have a blessed nation. We need to understand, too, that there are people across the nation that are starving. Their homes are being bombed. They're being persecuted for being Christians. In America, we have the freedom still to do the right thing. And he was saying, be thankful for what you have.
Right.
But your point also comes into play where saying, listen, yes, be thankful for what we have. Let that be our heart first and foremost. But let's not tolerate the crimes that we see. So this can't
right
be the most
great blessed
nation. Coexistence
is non-existence.
Exactly.
And people need to understand that that is a lie perpetuated from the gates of hell, and the fact is we need to put our foot on the head of that and just say, you know, you need to understand that freedom isn't the right to do what you want to do. Freedom is right to do what God permitted you to do. End of story. And when you put it in that perspective, then all of a sudden they're going to begin to say, wait a second, oh, that's why you guys are called the light of the world. Oh, it's because you are an obedient people. Oh, that's why God calls you a peculiar people and a holy people. And for the most part, foreigners don't understand that. They think they can just come into America and it's going to be a cesspool of do whatever you want to do. No, that's licentiousness. And you mistake licentiousness with the word liberty. Right. And people need to make the distinction in their definitions when it comes down to those words. So, anyways, in saying that, did we miss anything?
No, I'm just going to wrap it up.
The way through, there's a trail of tracks. I mean, folks, people are getting tracked in California.
Yeah,
the Ten Commandments tracks.
You know, Del Taco after the events, you know, pink and blueing kids. We're seeing kids out on the streets. We're pink and blueing them. So every place we go, whether we're doing an event or whether we're going, you know, to get some food or whether we're going to get some, you know, water at the grocery store, whatever it might be, we are always bringing forth the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I do want to say, for those of you who are signing up and have signed up on our newsletter email.
Wait, can I say one more thing? Because you forgot one thing. Yesterday we were in Beverly Hills, California. If you've all seen the movie Wonderful Life, what we wanted to do is we wanted to go to Beverly Hills High Schools because everybody knows that we've done a lot of high schools. As a matter of fact, next month we're going to be on a high school tour, college tour again, thanks to all those that support the ministry. But in saying that, interestingly enough, we went to Beverly Hills High School, and boy, oh boy, is that thing huge, but boy, oh boy, is that school old.
It's old.
Very old.
In fact, are you getting to the point?
Go ahead.
All right, so we drove by there, and if you've ever seen It's a Wonderful Life, that great story, Jimmy Stewart, and you'll see during the scene where they're having their high school party when everyone graduates high school, whatever you want to call it, your class party, and they're doing this kind of dance. It's the, what's that
called? Yeah, if anybody's seen the movie, they know what you're talking about.
So they're doing this little dance on the gym floor. What happens is one of the boys is jealous because Jimmy Stewart starts dancing with Donna Reed. So he said, well, you know what you can do, Othello?
That was Alfalfa, too, by the way, for those that did not know from Little Rascals. That's right.
So he goes, well, why don't you go over there? Did you know that button? If you push that button, it opens up the gym floor, and there's a swimming pool underneath it. So during that scene, he pushes the button. The gym floor opens up, and everyone falls into or jumps into the pool after they're done. So we thought, well, hey, let's go check it out and see if that's the real place. So we were driving.
If it's still there, I wanted to see it open. Yeah.
So when we were driving by the place, we saw a kid, you know, walking out from being done with some practice. And Bradley asked him, is that where they, you know, the film that? He goes, yeah, it's still there. So we actually got to see the outside of the building.
Yeah. Well, I got in a little bit, but they had a game going on it and was sold out. And she wouldn't let me go in and take really quick pictures. And it's like, all right, that's fine.
I don't think she got her coffee that day.
I don't think she did either.
She's pretty grumpy. That's right.
Yes.
So, but other than that, we were able to see that and, you know, kind of take a memory in there because we know that that's such a great story and say, hey, we were able to see that. But, you know, everywhere you go, it's just a matter of, you mentioned Beverly Hills, too. We walk down the sidewalk and, you know, there's a bunch of kids.
The main street, Beverly Hills, one of them.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of kids there, so I thought, okay, hang on, I'm going to go pink and blue these kids. And I pink and blued them, which is a gospel track, and these kids were so unruly.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl was just, like, screaming. There was no restraint. The kid was trying to grab at what I was doing. Yep. It's like, okay, settle down here, guys.
And on the other side of the block, there's Daddy and Mommy, you know, working to sustain their $7-8 million homes while they're letting their kids run up and down the street without any oversight. And I looked at my kids and I said, did you see how those kids acted? I said, they might be very smart, you know what, but they don't have it in their heart, do they?
Yeah.
There's no fear of God before their eyes whatsoever. And these are the future lawyers and these are the future, you know, leaders that America is going to allow to rule the roost. And I said, guys, you need to understand the difference between God-fearing people and those that don't fear God. They can have everything in the natural, but they have nothing in their hearts whatsoever.
They're so poor that all they have is money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Friends, we're going to come right back. We're going to get to it. Just got done highlighting California for you. But we're going to get to it. We're going to start talking about what's going on in your country. And I'm going to bring up some false polling for you again concerning Jeb Bush, which is really Barack Hussein Obama's, well, he's emulating Barack, isn't he, in Mao Zedong.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Really quick, friends, I want you to understand that polling is a lie. We see that just recently. 2016 presidential average right now. This is the latest polling from Real Clear Politics for potential GOP contenders. They're putting George Bush's son, Jeb Bush, on top at 14.5%. Scott Walker is 13%. Mr. Huckabee is 11.8%. And Carson is 11.3%. Folks, do understand that he is anti-gunner, Mr. Carson is. And I just wanted to highlight that really quick. But going back, is anybody paying attention to Jeb Bush, friends? Because everybody's complaining about the establishment, but yet we're being told now that what everybody's complaining about is what everybody's in favor of. And I'm trying to figure out how exactly this works, because it never jives. It seems like whoever we don't want there is what's shoved down the throats of the American people. How is it that Jeb Bush, a pro-sodomite, a pro-Common Core, a pro-New World Order joker, is in favor amongst the people when taking this latest poll? Do you believe the poll? Because you need to keep in mind, friends, polls are always gauged by those that are taking them. And you have to ask the question, what demographic are they going to?
Yeah.
Well, they are polling, what, to the Jeb Bush family?
Right.
Interestingly enough, people loved the Bushes until they got into power. And we've talked about this so many times, but they are a crime family, friends. You do need to understand that there's no difference between them and Barack Hussein Obama, because what we see now is Jeb Bush coming behind Barack Hussein Obama, agreeing with Barack Hussein Obama. And if you look at what preceded Barack Hussein Obama, well, it was none other than Jeb Bush's brother. What has changed in America? Same agenda, same propaganda. For those that did not know, George W. Bush advocated the homosexual agenda no more, I'm saying no less, than what Barack Hussein Obama has done. He opened the doors for Barack Hussein Obama to do what he's doing today. Same agenda, same propaganda, same initiatives. It's just a handoff of the baton to destroy this country. Now, going back again, we're talking about false polling here. What we have here is we see none other than Jeb Bush when he first got into Florida as their governor. Everybody loved him for a minute. I said everybody loved him for a minute until he got into power, and then once they began to see what he was pushing on the people in the state of Florida, you can go to Florida today, and I can rest assured, friends, you're not going to hear anything good about the Bushes, because, again, what they're doing is they're judging the man by his fruits. And if people would pay attention to these candidates, I can tell you right now, these polls would all be laughed off. But I wanted to bring that up for the very purpose that this is laughable, that he would be the number one contender in the United States for the GOP contender. And by the way, candidate, also keep in mind, everybody's complaining about both parties, friends. They're just as corrupt. Everybody's beginning to see this. Their game is being called on a 24/7 basis. And again, what we're being told is these are the people. These are our options. We don't have any other options. And folks, there's nothing further from the truth when you're being told things like this. As a matter of fact, if you go back into 2008 during the presidential race, you'll find out that during that particular time in this country, there was 312,511,424 people in this country. There was 15 candidates in this country, but you were only told about none other than the people that they wanted you to know about, namely John McCain, Songbird McCain, and then we had Barack Hussein Obama. Well, what happened to the other 15 candidates? You didn't hear a thing about them, did you, friends? No, because they didn't want you to hear about them. And that's what people need to understand in this country. It's nothing but a bunch of garbage. And I want people to understand that Jeb Bush is pro-sodomite. He is a pro-sodomite. And for those that think I'm way out there, do keep in mind, again, his brother, George W. Bush, was one, the one that was advocating the homosexuals. And you can go online and you can see his signature. Well, he's actually boasting about homosexual communities throughout the United States of America. Matter of fact, I had a preacher come from Washington, D.C., and when I started talking to him about this, he said, Bradley, I need to see this. So I went inside of the office and I opened it up, and he looked at the signature and he looked at the letter to the gay communities, encouraging them to do the things that they're doing. And he looked at me and he said, I knew that there was something wrong when he was here. Also keep in mind, Daddy Bush, they call him Evil Poppy, for those that really know who he is and those that really know who the family is. And interestingly enough, I mean, we can go online now and we can see him actually participating in a homosexual marriage, radical a sodomite marriage between two women. And we can see the pictures of him actually rejoicing over these two lesbians that are getting married. Friends, it's all a bunch of baloney. You're being lied to on a major scale. Now, what I want to do is I want to put you to the test really quick if you haven't heard this in the past. I want you to tell me who you want to be the next world leader. And I'm going to give you three candidates, okay? Here's candidate A. He associates with crooked politicians and he consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be the next world leader? Absolutely not. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every single evening. Do you want him to be the next world leader? Absolutely not. What about this one? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero, he's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, he drinks an occasional beer, and has never cheated on his wife. He's never had any extramarital affairs. Would you want him to be your next world leader?
Yeah, out of the three.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But see, these are the characteristics that they want the people to know of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, no one's going to talk about Mr. going back to the present, Mr. Jeb Bush, being a pro-sodomite, being pro-Common Core, and in advocating everything that the American people stand against, namely through the Constitution, because we're ruled by law, not by opinion. So let's go back, and I'm going to tell you who these candidates are. You pick the next world leader. Here's candidate A, okay? Franklin Roosevelt. Remember, he was the guy that told the American people back in the 30s that your sons and daughters will never put a foot on foreign soil. We also understand that over 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic, standing against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler, right? Let's go to candidate B. Candidate B was none other than Winston Churchill. For those that thought Winston was a good guy, folks, you know what? A little good, a little bad. And the bottom line is that I'm talking about the fruit from this prime minister, from this individual. It wasn't always good and it wasn't always bad. But that's like most politicians today. It should be all good. There should be no bad in there because we know that a little leavens the whole lump, right? Okay, so there's candidate B, Winston Churchill. If we go to candidate C, speaking of you pick the next world leader, well, most people with a bit of common sense and a bit of morality within their hearts would say, that's the guy I want. He's got the best characteristics that I'd want for a world leader. See, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke and he drinks an occasional beer and he's never cheated on his wife, right? Well, guess who that was? Friends, none other than Adolf Hitler himself. See, when they put these candidates up, friends, they're not going to show you what they're really about. But again, if you do what Jesus said, when you judge men by their fruit, it's not hard to detect because the apple or the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree. Now, also keep in mind that it was Adolf Hitler that said, how fortunate for those in power that people do not think. And folks, that's why you listen to Sons of Liberty Radio. .com is because we want you to think in a way that you've never thought before. I also want you to keep in mind that when Adolf Hitler said, how fortunate for those in power that people do not think, you also need to keep in mind that the people in Germany loved him for it, to their own demise.
Yep, their own destruction.
Yep, to their own demise.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to go back to the polling, friends, and I want you to understand that you're completely being lied to. When you see these polls, rest assured right there, friends, you're being lied to. People for Jeb Bush, it ain't working. It ain't flying. People aren't even taking this guy serious, okay?
Yeah. And for those of you who want to see the article for yourself, please go to sonslibertymedia.com. It's called Either Pro-Sodomy Jeb Bush is Toast in 2016 or the GOP is. You can see the quote there. Actually, I'll just share it with you real quick. It says, when Bush officially launches his presidential bid later this year, he will likely do so with the campaign manager who has urged the Republican Party to adopt a pro-gay agenda. A chief strategist who signed a Supreme Court amicus brief arguing for marriage equality in California. A longtime advisor who once encouraged her ministers to stick to his guns in preaching equality for same-sex
equality.
Couples. That's right.
Without and reference to law, that's
right.
The equality that they're making reference
that's
to,
right.
Friends.
Same-sex couples and a communications director, who is openly gay. So you think, oh, this is not the Republican Party. Yes, it's right there in front of your face. You can read it for yourself at sonslibertymedia.com.
Now, what we're going to also do, friends, is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bring out some highlights concerning, the very thing that I'm talking about right now. Why don't we judge them by who they are and the fruit in which bears off the branches of their administrations? Well, if people would do that, we could learn what God meant when he meant prevention is better than cure by doing what he said to do rather than waiting to see if he meant what he said he was going to do through judgment. Well, we don't want that. We want the blessings, right? But isn't it interesting how a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on?
That's true.
Well, look at this. Yeah. I mean, people are the American people going to wake up to the Jeb Bushes after the fact?
Right. That's our whole message.
I mean, folks,
prevention
just think about
is better
it.
Than cure.
Just think about it. Are you going to wake up after the fact, friends? Look at the administration of George W. Bush, and then look at the administration of their daddy. When did America start going downhill majorly, friends? When these criminals took office. And, folks, when you do your homework and pull the curtain back on the Bush regime, it's no good. There's nothing good about them. And when you see the links all the way back to the Third Reich, you're going to know what's going on in your country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Breaux with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been teaching over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Running out of time for the first hour, but thank God we got 2 hours to
2 hours,
today.
That's yes. The beauty of Saturday.
Folks, I want you to check out a sponsor, if you would, American Survival Wholesale. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right, scroll down just a tad bit, and you will see a camouflage ad there. Folks, you got to understand that it is American Survival Wholesale that drives our Christian and veteran-owned company. And you also need to understand that these are the guys that are looking out for the best that America has. So, friends, you need to support those that are supporting you. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down to the right side, just a little itty-bitty. just a little itty bitty.
It's the only camouflage one you'll see.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be easy to find.
And I mean, go ahead and click onto it and support these guys again, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right, scroll down just a little bit, camouflage ad. Support them, friends. Again, I say support them because they are supporting the best that you have. Going to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, did you see this? This is great. I watched it just yesterday. It's like, yes! Yes, these people understand justice is the guardian of liberty. We actually have a couple veterans who placed corrupt county board members under citizen's arrest. They're laughing at those that are actually bringing forth the citizen's arrest until the sheriffs pop up.
Right.
And they violated the laws, and the citizens held them accountable right then and there. And I'll tell you what, everything changed really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we have video evidence, of course, right out of their own pie holes. Moderate Muslim who sits on Islamic tribunal in Dallas supports Muslim Brotherhood terrorists and prays for victory for Muslims in Somalia, Palestine, Egypt, Syria, and so on and so forth. And you can rest assured, friends, he was appointed to sit there through judgment at Leviticus 26. Also looking over, friends, we have the betrayal papers in plain sight, a national security threat. And, friends, you need to check out some of these articles because a national security threat and smoking gun is there for you to know exactly what's going on in your country. As a matter of fact, I just had some of our friends on Facebook actually post an article telling me today that, Bradley, did you see that the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is now coming out and talking about how ISIS is actually recruiting members within the United States of America. Wow. So I suspect then, if that's the case, this administration is going to make a proclamation real soon here talking about how the people at large throughout the East Coast, the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota, need to begin to arm themselves.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
that's what's coming next.
That's right. Definitely things come from.
I mean, it's not like the administration would try to disarm us
right.
in a state of terrorism.
Because they love America.
Right.
And they're looking out.
I love
for
America.
Our benefit.
I love America.
Yep. They want to keep our citizens.
Yes, isn't it also interesting as they are trying to disarm the American people? Now they're beginning to magnify the criminals within the United States of America, which shows you, America, that they themselves are not doing their job. Oh, listen to what I just said to you. They're not doing their job, friends. Are you putting two and two together? How come they're not able to catch these guys? And if they're not able to catch these guys, isn't that their purpose? Is to bring criminals to justice? Well, that's not working, is it? And just think in mind, keep in mind that these people that are supposed to bring justice to the criminals at large in the United States of America are also the ones trying to disarm you. Their purpose is to ensure the rights of the American people, not to strip them away. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going on. You knew it was coming. New York moves to ban machetes.
This is a great point because people need to understand that, you know, if someone's trying to take away your rights, you know, the devil's not going to show up at your front door with, you know, a pitchfork and some horns on the top of his head.
Well, sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. That's true.
Or they have
especially
ears like Curious George,
yeah,
one
exactly.
of the two.
Exactly. Like, you know, blatantly obvious. But there's always these slow encroachments, these small takeovers of your liberty. It's like, well, they just want to take away the ammo for AR-15.
Yeah.
And they just want to ban just machetes. And then it goes down to these slow
yeah.
takeovers.
And in the White House, what's happening is this criminal administration is actually arming America's sworn enemies.
Exactly.
With what they're trying to ban the Americans with and from. And I'm okay.
And the title of this article is perfect. You knew it was coming. New York moves to ban machetes. So if you look at that and say, well, no one's trying. You had a conversation with someone not too long ago. They said, well, no one's trying to take away our guns. No. They're trying to say you can only have certain types of guns. Nobody needs these high-powered rifles, these AR-15s. Then it goes down to, well, just the ammo for these high-powered rifles.
Right,
then it goes to,
right.
we want to take away machetes. We want to take away your kitchen butter knife.
Yeah, and
you
then
know?
They want to go to the bulls and they want to remove their horns.
Yep,
and,
exactly.
I mean, what's next? I mean, butter knives and, you know, box cutter knives.
Your
wow.
razor.
Wow, America.
Yeah.
Wow. How stupid can the American people become? I shouldn't be asking that question. I really shouldn't because I don't want to see how stupid they will, you know, become. Stupid is stupid. And that is called being stuck on stupid to believe what's been thrown on the American people on a 24/7 basis. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Watch gigantic fish large enough to swallow a man discovered, proving the story of Jonah was swallowed by a fish. And it's true. Folks, This is a real picture. It's not photoshopped. Yeah. You got to check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's like that would feed like a whole village of people, right?
It's crazy big. I've never seen a fish that big in my entire life.
I'm not being funny, but remember when Jesus fed the multitudes?
The five loaves.
Maybe these were the fish. I mean, these are some big fat boys.
It was the boys' lunch though, so I don't know if it'd be able to fit.
And I'm having a little fun with that. But folks, when you see these fish, it's almost like I didn't know that they had fish.
It's like monster catfish. It says
it's like they're on steroids or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. There's so many different things in the ocean that we probably do not even.
This isn't from the ocean, Stephanie. This is river.
I was in a river.
This is river water.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine what's in the ocean then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you just wake up yesterday? Or?
No. Okay. But I'm just thinking there's so much more in there.
Right.
There's fountains and mountains and all these
fountains and mountains
in the ocean that we have no clue.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Think Before You Act, written by a 11-year-old young man that is knocking it out of the park. Great stuff. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Former Breitbart reporter. Why did Obama join the gay club at the Tulsa Dental College? Huh. Well, why is he advocating homosexuals being in federal government?
It really takes a lot to think about that.
Yeah, we better try to figure that one out, too. I mean, advocating which God condemns. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, PCUSA fully apostatizes from Christian faith and redefining marriage. Oh, America, you are allowing these people to dare the justice of God. And you are daring the justice of God by allowing these people to do what they do. You really have to ask the question, America, at this point, who is the criminal? Those that commit the crimes or those that stand back and allot them to commit the crimes? Just saying. Because when I look in Scripture, God judges them both.
Yep.
So, and God is just and he is holy and he is not going to overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Jeopardy, what does a liberal look like when confronted on net neutrality? Folks, it's not about neutrality, just you understand. See, isn't it interesting how the government says that, you know, like pornography and the such, they actually advocate the crime by opening the doors to the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. And then when they have a problem with it, then what they want to do is they want more regulations. And see, the more people become immoral, the more government wants power over the immoral. And that's why I continuously warn the American people that if I can demoralize you, I can control you. And if you're either going to give your sovereignty over to God through obedience or you're going to give your sovereignty over to a tyrant through disobedience, it's up to you. There is no in-between, no argument, no debate. The facts are the facts. They're stubborn things. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Pooh Generation, check that out. 12-year-old Georgia boy says what most of us think. Good. Praise God for his courage. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Putin political revival Boris Nemtsov shot dead at Kremlin. Putin himself, Mr. Putin, assumes personal control over the investigation. There's the fox and the chicken coop, but that's how it works. And by the way, he's one of three that have been killed recently by Mr. Putin. The Oscars and the glamorizing of perceived insults, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Another courageous Christian woman interrupts Muslim prayer inside of state capitol building with the Lord's Prayer. Police turn backs on God and throw her out.
Yep.
Folks, you are allowing this to your own demise. I don't know what else to say. And I know people just get mad at me. I don't even care. You need to understand what real love is. Real love points the finger and said, this is happening. And it says this is happening to a people at large because the American people are tolerating. What happens when the people, just to bring it to the other side of the sword, what happens when the American people do stand up?
Yeah.
It's all over.
That's right.
See, and that's what the criminals know. And that's what they're afraid of. I remember doing the tea party in just Bakersfield, and I said, do you realize that you guys are all, and I heard it. I heard some people talking about there's nothing we can do. It's all over with. It's all done with. What are you feeding on, number one? And number two is you're wrong. You're completely wrong. This is what you're doing with your time. You're seeing what's wrong with our country rather than what we can do to right the wrongs. And I say shame upon those that actually stand back. But what happens when the American people actually stand up. Oh, folks, snuff out the crime. And that's exactly what we're called to do. As Thomas Jefferson rightly said, friends, you are the law. You are the law, but you better be abiding by that law before you're going to have any power by the God of heaven to actually enforce those laws unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com coming back on the other side to hour two.
snacks that you like with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.